From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel with another part of our series on Christianity and the public square. Whether it's abortion or the Ten Commandments, many of today's hot-button social issues are being decided by judges. So, religious conservatives are funding their own legal firms to fight the battles. NPR's religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty has this look at one of the top groups. It's called the Alliance Defense Fund.
Mary Lee and Becky Kennedy live near Portland, Oregon. Lee works for the state government. Kennedy takes care of their 22-month-old daughter.
Do you some chocolate milk, Eva? Do you want chocolate milk or water?
They live a quiet life in a quiet suburb, but they are rebels of a sort. They were the first gay couple to receive a marriage license when Multnomah County suddenly began to issue them on March 3, 2004. Mary Lee recalls stepping out of the building, hundreds of people watching them in silence.
And then all of a sudden, this incredible noise of cheering and crying and clapping, and people just erupted.
For this couple, it was a glorious revolution. For others, like attorney Herb Gray, it was a coup d'etat.
When I came to work the following morning, I was committed to the idea of contacting ADF and saying, is there some way I can get involved in this?
ADF is the Alliance Defense Fund, a Christian public interest law firm based in Scottsdale, Arizona. Gray is one of ADF's so-called allied attorneys. This means that they've trained him to litigate cases involving religious and culture war issues. Gray has promised to donate 450 hours of pro bono work to these kinds of cases. Gray believed the Multnomah marriage case was perfect for ADF. He found out that his good friend Kelly Clark was representing the people challenging the 3,000 marriage licenses. Gray called Clark and offered ADF services. At first, Clark was wary of taking the money and expertise of a conservative Christian law group.
When I said to Herb, look, this is Oregon, and long biblical citations in the legal briefs is not something that's going to happen. I'm sorry, it's just not. Not because I don't believe the Bible, but because I don't think the judge cares what the Bible says on this. And the answer I got back was, yep, these guys are very sophisticated. They understand the lay of the land.
ADF paid for Clark to lead the case and armed him with legal arguments and manpower. He figures that ADF either wrote or provided drafts for 60% of his material. For example, ADF gave him the arguments and strategy they had used in California to stop San Francisco from issuing marriage licenses to gay couples.
When you're trying to get into court 4 days later for a temporary restraining order, it's very helpful to have somebody say, well, you know, here's 7 pages of research we did in another state that you might be able to use.
And in an indirect way, ADF helped with the political fight as well. Paying the legal fees allowed the conservatives to buy a media campaign against gay marriage. The Alliance Defense Fund is part of the rapidly growing army of Christian public interest law firms that have stormed onto the legal scene in the past few years. Others include Jerry Falwell's Liberty Counsel and Pat Robertson's American Center for Law and Justice. ADF opened 11 years ago after James Dobson of Focus on the Family, Bill Bright of Campus Crusade for Christ, and several other heavyweight evangelicals had an epiphany. They realized that conservatives could dominate Congress and the White House, but still find their victories being eviscerated by what they call activist judges. So they asked former federal prosecutor Alan Sears to take on the courts. Sears is the president of ADF.
They basically said, we've lost the legal ground in this country in these areas of concern, and we've lost it not by engaging and being defeated, but by forfeiture. We've simply failed to show up.
Since then, ADF has grown from a budget of a few $100,000 to $17 million last year. ADF has also trained more than 800 allied attorneys nationwide, what he calls his eyes and ears. Each owes ADF 450 hours of pro bono work. Sears dreams of having 2,000 allied attorneys around the country to match the number of attorneys affiliated with the ACLU.
Okay, this will be a short meeting. I just wanted to go through a couple of things.
With great enthusiasm, the half-dozen lawyers talk through their cases. Paralegal Sumi Thomas mentions a call she received from a mother who is worried that gay rights activists in her child's public school were singling out Christian kids.
So the mom was afraid that there's a list being created with her child's name on it and the other Christian students that are in that club. This makes them very nervous.
this to me is just shocking. And I want to make sure that we're not taking this out of context.
Jordan Lawrence, who heads up strategy at ADF, says figuring out the best cases to fund is key. What they're looking for, he says, are cases that will be most influential.
Where one case impacts 1,000 cases or something like that.
ADF says they've funded more than 1,300 cases so far. Some cases start small and end up huge. For example, ADF began funding the Terry Schiavo case years ago when she was an unknown woman in a persistent vegetative state. They took it on, Lawrence says, because they wanted to establish a principle about euthanasia, that food and water should not be defined as extraordinary care, like a respirator.
That was the thing that we wanted to combat. And so when this case presented itself to us for funding, we realized this is an example of the thing we're talking about here, things that we think are strategic.
Liberal groups say groups like ADF are changing the dynamics in the battle over faith and culture. Mark Stern is general counsel of the American Jewish Congress.
When I first came into this business 35 years ago, when we'd sue over prayer in the schools or something like that, we'd have a school board attorney who'd never done anything but slip and fall cases against us. So we tended to out-lawyer them. It was fairly easy. That's not true anymore.
But Stern worries that settled issues are being raised from the dead, like prayer in school or other government involvement in religion. Moreover, ADF has made a standing offer to any local government that it will do their legal work for free on religious liberties or culture war cases. And Stern says that puts the government in league with religious conservatives.
No more discussion about costs. Is this worth litigating? Is this worth the community divisiveness? You've now enlisted literally in a crusade. And I don't think that's an appropriate tack for a government to be taking.
Ken Cho, a senior staff attorney at the ACLU's Lesbian and Gay Rights Project, believes time is on the side of gay families.
It's amazing the speed with which cultural attitudes about lesbian and gay people and their families have been changing in recent years. And I think part of what we're seeing when we see the efforts of Alliance Defense Fund and similar groups is, in some ways, a sense of desperation.
This early in the marriage debate, that is unclear. In the case over same-sex marriage licenses in Oregon, the state Supreme Court ruled unanimously on the side of the conservatives. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
You can read about some of the major legal victories that religious conservatives have won at our website, npr.org.